Luke chapter 18. Then Jesus tell them a little story for show them that they always pray and not give up. He say,
in a certain city, they may got this judge who never got no respect for nobody. He never even me afraid for God. One widow me lived at that same city. I study me the conduct of the judge and the teller and say, I want justice against me enemy. For one while, the judge refused her. But afterwards, he said to himself, I ain't afraid for God, and I ain't got no respect for nobody. But still, this widow stayed above me. So I want to get the justice where he want. Just so you know, wear me out, where he study the corn, they beg me and they beg me.
And then the Lord say,
when you hear what this judge say, he wicked and he still get the lady where he want. When you not think say God want give justice to the one where he pick out for himself, the one where call out to a day and night, when you think say God want take long for help there, I tell you no, he want give the justice quick one. But when the Son of Man come back, I wonder how much people you want to find upon the earth with got faith.
Then I got some people when I really think say they're straight with God. And when I look down upon everybody else. So Jesus tell them this parable.
Two men gone up to the temple for pray. One that me want Pharisee. And the next one that me want tax collector. The Pharisee gone stand up by self. I start to pray like this. God, I thank you that I no stand like other people with thief and do all kind of bad thing. And we sleep wrong. Or not even like this thief and tax collector. Yeah. I fast 2 times for the week. And I get 10% of all of the money where I make. But the tax collector made it stand up way the back. I never even want to lift up the eye to look up the heaven. He knock his chest for show him sorry for his sin. He say, God, God mercy upon me. I don't want sinner.
Jesus say,
I tell you no, when the tax collector gone home, he may stand good with God, but not the other one. You see? Anybody who prays up their own self will get bring down. And anybody who humble themselves will get big up.
Now people may bring their little baby to Jesus who make it put a hand upon them to bless them. When the disciples then see that, then talk to them sharp one and tell them enough of bad on. But Jesus called the picnic then to him. I tell the disciple then say,
make the little picnic then come to me. No stop then. Because people who want to be part of God's kingdom have to stand just like Lee Pickney. And they tell you the truth. Anybody who not come to God like one Lee Pickney will never be part of God's kingdom.
Now a certain Jewish religious leader asks Jesus, say,
my good teacher, that way I could do forget to live with God forever?
Jesus asks and say,
that why you call me good? Nobody no good, only God one good. You know where the commandment then say. You know if you cheat on your husband or your wife. You know if you commit murder. You know if you thief. You know if you tell lie upon nobody. And you must honor your ma and your pa.
The leader say,
I did do all of them things there for I the lee boy.
When Jesus here he said that, he said to him,
only one thing left for you to do now then. Sell everything where you got and give the poor the money. Then you won't got treasure in a heaven. When you don't do that, then you come and follow me.
But when the leader hear this, he gets sad. Cause him me dirty rich. When Jesus said that the man gets sad, he say,
aye, it only hard for rich people get in a God's kingdom. Actually, it's easier for a camel pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man get in a God's kingdom.
The one where Herodias asked Jesus,
"Well, the who could get saved then?"
But Jesus said,
"We're impossible with man, possible with God."
Then Peter tell and say,
"See, we left everything where we may go, so that we could follow you."
Jesus tell and say,
"I tell you the truth. Anybody who left house, or wife, or brother, or ma and pa, or picnic, seek a way they want to be part of God's kingdom, want to get back lot more things in this life. In the world where they come, they want to live with God forever."
Jesus scared the 12 disciples then one side and tell them, say,
"Listen, we're going up to Jerusalem. And everything where the old time prophet them write about the Son of Man won't come true. They want to hand over to people where they're not Jew. We want to take and make papi show. They want to insult up and spit pana. They want to flag her. And then they want to kill her. But 3 days later, he want to raise up back from the dead."
The disciples never understand one thing about what Jesus made say. The meaning may hide from them, and they never know where he may talk about. As Jesus may get close to Jericho, one blind man may sit down at the roadside the big. When he hear the noise of the crowd they pass, he asks where they go on. Then tell us,
"Jesus from Nazareth, the pass!"
The blind man hollered,
"Jesus, you are David's son, God pity for me."
The people that were in their front door tell the blind man to shut up his mouth, but he holler harder, say,
"David's son, God pity for me, no."
Jesus stop my other them for bring the blind man to him. When he come close to him, Jesus asks the man,
"The way I could do for you?"
The man answers and say,
"Lord, I want to see."
Jesus tell and say,
"Get your sight back then. Seek your faith, you get healed."
Same time the blind man get back his sight and start to follow Jesus. And he made it praise God. When everybody say what happened, then start to praise God too.